flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Coming up in just about an hour, Matt Verderam, national NFL reporter for SI Now, will join us. We'll talk NFL playoffs with him. We'll do the same with Adam Kilgore, who joins us now on the Rood guest hotline. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Adam is the Washington Post national sports reporter. Adam, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, great to be with you guys.
So you tweeted this during the game a couple days ago at Adam Kilgore WP, and we were just talking about this. The Commanders had the Eagles in 3rd and 13, down 14-12. Marshawn Lattimore got beaten, held Devontae Smith, and it's been cascading disaster since. So we all know how the game played out. The game went sideways for the Commanders, but we've been debating, you know, does the team retain Marshawn Lattimore? I think they have to, because they picked him up with 2 years left on his deal. They gave up significant draft capital to acquire him. But there are a lot of fans, including one across the table from me, who don't want him back. Also, look, like, Adam Peters isn't stupid. He knows who this team faces in the division. They're going to be facing Malik Nabers, CeeDee Lamb, and A.J. Brown twice every season. They need a top corner, and that's why they went out and got Lattimore. Tell me when they get one. Well, Peters thought he got one in Lattimore. What do you think of the situation and how it's unfolded so far?
Sure. So I would say the bottom line, I feel like, is that they're going to keep him. I mean, I think they have to, based on, like you said, what they gave up to get him. You know, all that draft capital, you can't then turn around and say, like, well, that didn't work. You know, I think when they identified Marshawn Lattimore is the player they wanted, they weren't just thinking about, you know, this year. I think they were thinking about, you know, an opportunity to acquire a player that would be there for the years when they start to build the roster kind of in their image and acquire some more talent through draft and free agency and everything. So I do think that was a longer term addition. I think they'd probably tell you that they didn't maybe understand quite how injury would affect Lattimore, how he would come off those hamstrings, how long it would take him to get on the field, how much it would affect him once he did get on the field. I don't want to make any excuses. He was out there, so he's got to wear his performance. But, you know, I also don't think that was the real Marshawn Lattimore. And if it is, and if he's just entered a different phase of his career, that's really scary. This is going to backfire in a big way.
Yeah, the thing that's kind of frustrating is, and I'm not sure how many Commanders fans did their research before or even after the trade, but he's missed a lot of games the last 3 years.
A lot of games.
Yeah,
that's right.
So it's almost like you're acquiring an injured piece.
Put it this way: a lot of people in New Orleans.
And then when he comes here, you know he's missed the first 5 or 6 games. When we kind of talked about it, we said, "Well, he's going to be fine. His hamstring. They wouldn't have made the deal if his hamstring was hurt, but obviously it was still bothering him."
No doubt. Yeah, and I think that's something that the Commanders, you know, when we look at a guy who starts to miss games, you know, as they enter, you know, sort of the middle to later part of their prime, you know, you got to wonder, like, is he taking care of his body like he's supposed to? You know, it might be bad luck. You know, football players get hurt, but, you know, and I think if that's something that Marshawn Lattimore needs to, like, you know, focus on or you know, more hone in on the offseason. And he's not doing that. And again, that would be part of like a miscalculation by the Commanders about the kind of player and, you know, guy that they traded for. You know, I do think that, you know, he's so talented at such a premium position that it's going to end up working out for the Commanders. But obviously there are signs that it might not.
Oh, you're betting on it working out.
I think you bet on talent. You know, I mean, the guy's one of the most talented cornerbacks, you know, one of the most important positions in the league. And, you know, it doesn't guarantee anything. And maybe he does, you know, can't shake these injuries. And it's going to be a problem for his whole tenure in Washington. And that would be a real problem for the Commanders. But, you know, you don't find – I mean, they gave up a lot of draft capital, but they weren't, like, you know, premium, great, you know, home run picks. So I think they require that guy at that position with those picks. It requires some risk. And so I think it was probably a smart – or at least a worthy calculation by the Commanders, but obviously it could still go either way. And, you know, they got the NFC Championship, and he's a huge reason why they lost that game. So that's going to be hard to – he's going to have some really good seasons to overcome just that one day, really.
I just question, like, apparently at the Combine you're in a 4-3. Like, he doesn't look like a 4-3 guy to me anymore. So,
well, he's near not nine, right?
Exactly. I mean, not many guys are.
Right, but when – I will say this, though, to defend him.
Yeah.
When he was playing full seasons with New Orleans, he was at a Pro Bowler every year.
Right. Yeah. That's when he was 24, 25.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
And injuries. I just think they've taken a toll. They bought a lemon. I think they bought a lemon. And people in New Orleans, they said this is what you're getting.
Yeah.
You're getting a guy that gets banged up, doesn't play that often, and, you know, he's just not the player
he was.
He's
past his prime. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't blame Adam Peters for the swing, but I don't know. We'll see.
Well, Adam, do you think that, I don't know about corner in particular, but defensive back will certainly be a target for Peters in the draft and or the free agency?
I think for sure. I think that's one position that's going to be really high on their list. You know, I mean, Mikey Sandersfield, great player. When he's one-on-one with A.J. Brown on the outside, that's not good for business. And that's a sign that you need a little, you know, different kind of player in that defensive backs room. And, you know, I think offensive line is going to be a real priority for them in the draft and free agency. And they just need more depth there. And they need, you know, probably more quality, especially at the tackle spot.
What about D-line? I mean, the defensive liners are
high. I mean, other than quarterback, like, where do you feel good about? I mean, it's amazing.
No, I said that. Every layer, they need help. Every layer, they need help. And especially, honestly, it sucks because we like a lot of those guys, and but all of our assets are in that interior of that line, and that's a big part of the reason why we can't stop the run. I mean, I know you got to set the edge, but they go right up the middle too.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt. I mean, and, you know, and Jonathan Allen's a really good football player. I mean, local guy. We've all,
of course,
appreciate
everyone
what he's
likes
done,
him.
But
he's
not unlike Marshon Lattimore's, you know, and. What year is this for him? Year 8 or 9, or, you know, some, you know, he's not the, you know, he's not in the middle of his prime anymore either. And he's dealing with injuries. Totally. I mean, they definitely need, you know, more depth, more strength, more power in the trenches, both sides of the ball. And, you know, it'd be a good conversation to figure out which is more important for them right now, D-line or O-line, but they really need both.
Adam, are you hearing any buzz about Cliff Kingsbury possibly interviewing for the Saints job? If I'm Kingsbury, I mean, with one job left, I'm looking at that Saints roster, the skill positions are the most important to my offense, and I'm looking at a mediocre quarterback in Derek Carr. I'm looking at a running back who, while he's been productive, Alvin Kamara is getting close to 30 years old, like his best part of his career behind him. He's got an oft-injured top wideout in Chris Olave, who's had multiple concussions. Like, I might have to just hit the pause button, come back and work with Jaden for another year, and keep upping my stock for 2026. How do you think that works out?
I think you nailed it. I mean, I would be shocked if Cliff Kingsbury turned down the chance to work with Jane Daniels another year, to work for Dan Quinn, who he obviously has a really good working relationship with, to go coach, you know, a New Orleans team with not only the roster issues you said, but a very strange and, you know, honestly kind of difficult to manage, like, ownership situation. Salary cap situation is, like, ticking time bomb down there. So, yeah, I would be stunned if that's what he left for, because his stock is going to go up. I mean, if you he knows what he's doing, first of all. Second of all, if you're coaching a player like Jaden Daniels as quarterback, like you're not going to have a bad offense. Your star is not going to diminish over another year. So, yeah, I would be shocked if that's the job that he left for. And so, I mean, they flew up to Philly to interview Kellen Moore last night. It seems like that might be the direction that they're going. So I if I was a Commanders fan, I wouldn't be too worried or really worried at all at losing Cliff Kingsbury this cycle. But I feel like Kingsbury and Joe Witt eventually too are both going to get a lot of looks, if they keep having success.
Yeah, probably deservedly so. Where do you stand on the two real critical pieces this year, Bobby Wagner and Zach Ertz? They're way up there, but man, they were critical. Bobby's definitely, can only cover about a 3-foot area, but he's still impactful. Ertz still clearly can play. I mean, you could argue about the bottom of the roster guys like the De'Ami Browns, the Noah Browns, the Iguananabes or whatever. They're almost interchangeable. These old guys, you want to have a young roster, but man, they were pretty integral. I'm kind of torn on it.
If I'm Adam Peters, I think both those guys kind of have a priority. I mean, number one, they had great seasons. There's not going to be a huge bidding war for Bobby Wagner and Zach Ertz. Like, your cap's not going to be,
right,
tank because you signed those two guys back for another year or two, probably just 1 year. Mm-hmm. Number two, like, you could make a pretty good argument that they were two of the most, if not the two most important players around Jaden Daniels because of his. He had an amazing off-the-field relationship with Bobby Wagner, and that's like the perfect guy you want to mentor
right. Any
young star in your organization.
I agree.
And Zach Ertz was like, just like a
his safety valve,
dyed-in-the-wool security blanket, like cliche, veteran, smart, great hands tight end that is like the quarterback's best friend. Like all those cliches about reliable wideouts or tight ends, Zach Ertz was that. I love the idea of like drafting a tight end and letting Zach Ertz sort of like bring him along for a year. And then you say, thank you, Zach. Great job with the Commanders. And then you sort of like start over. But I don't see where this team gets, worse by having those guys around in any way. I mean, it's not going to cost that much money to keep them.
Talking to Adam Kilgore from the Washington Post, national sports reporter, you wrote about the AFC championship game and,
so it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Josh Allen played well, but he just can't slay the monster, as you describe it. Can't get over the hump of the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes.
No, and I mean, it seems you know, and on the one hand, it seems inevitable that, like, Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson are going to break through, like, one of these years and get their own Super Bowl. But, you know, it's they're going to be 30 soon, and it can only seem inevitable for so long before it actually hasn't happened, you know. And it's because of who the Chiefs are. It's not just the fact that they got Mahomes, although that's, you know, a very big part of it, or that they got Reed, or they got Spagnuolo, who's like an evil genius and always calls, you know, saves, withholds, like the exact perfect blitz, the exact perfect time at the end of these games. They just collectively, like, understand better than any team how to execute, how to call the right play, how to, you know, just be one inch better than the other team at those right moments. And it goes into, I think, all those years of experience of playing big games, playing close games, getting every team's, like, best shot every single week for 17 weeks. That was really the same thing that, Brett Veach said, the GM. I was talking to him in the locker room after that game. And he said, look, like, you know, when you're the Chiefs, it was kind of arrogant, but kind of a good little flex that he made here. He's like, when you're the Chiefs, like, we get everyone's best game every week. We're not at our best every week. But by the time we get to the playoffs, having gone through that, that's why, like, we have this great poise and this great calm in these moments, because, like, we've been basically playing other teams at a playoff level all year, even when we're not that. But in the playoffs, you got to see, like, our best. I thought that was a really interesting point he made. And I think that, you know, is a slice of, like, why this team just freaking wins every game in the playoffs.
I'm tired of the Chiefs.
He's not.
So tired of it.
All right, Adam, thanks for the time, man. We appreciate it. Adam Kilgore, Washington Post national sports reporter. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. That's Adam Kilgore. Coming up at 9:25, we'll talk more NFL, more playoffs with Matt Verderam, national NFL reporter for SI Now.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.